for liberal education. This is one of my favorite blogs. It's one of my favorite topics. I'm super passionate about this. I wrote this November 4th, 2015. And it's still, it just gets more and more applicable. So I might just throw in some current comments on that top of it. Today is 2016, June 30th. So I'm reading it about a year later. Oh, so here we go. Driving to work the other day, I heard a segment on NPR on whether a BA in literature was a waste of money. The talk focused on the practicality of a skill-oriented degree and touched on the fact that liberal degrees, though not useful on their own, opened the door for future educational goals. Harump. Wow. Here's the thing. Liberal education is so much more than a stepping stone. I'll get into why, but when nobody on NPR program addressed the real value of liberal education, I literally had to pull over and let out 10 rhythmic yogic lion breath screams. Just in case you're not familiar with yoga and the lion's breath, it kind of goes like this. You take a huge breath in, and then you open your mouth, you stick out your tongue, and you go, sorry if I made you a little bit deaf, but I just wanted to get across what I was doing. So imagine me with my tongue all out, screaming my head out. So back to the whole blog. Where was I? So I pulled over and I let out these screams. A poor pedestrian who happened to walk by my car stopped and politely knocked on my window to check if I was okay. I reassured her that I was doing just fine, simply practicing my Agni fire breath from my yoga class. Agni is the god of fire in Vedic literature. Anyway, which I know from my liberal arts education. Ha! Okay, back to the blog again. So if she wasn't ready to practice yoga, I'm not sure that I convinced her with that information, but nevertheless, I went back to driving. So why is liberal education not only useful, but I believe it's a prerequisite, the lifeblood of a healthy society? I'm not advocating that we should all have right away in art history or literature, but I do believe that we should all take courses in philosophy, literature, and art. That means that if you're getting a practical degree, if you're getting a BS, especially if you're headed to medical school or law school, you should take philosophy, literature, and art. We shouldn't even let people graduate high school without understanding philosophy, literature, and art at a much higher level. Okay, I kind of improvised that one. So back to the blog. As I said, I'm pretty passionate about this one, so it will be hard to just read the blog. Practical degrees in science, medicine, computer science, and vocational trades should have mandatory curriculum in liberal education. Instead, what we have is this constant reduction in arts, reduction in music, reduction in literature, starting in freaking junior high. We mock and question philosophy and art history degrees. We hear this dialogue even from our president, President Obama, who I think he's an elegant, just beautiful, beautiful man, incredibly intelligent because of his liberal education, may I point out. So I was just crushed when I heard that. It is a grave mistake. Like I said, liberal education is the lifeblood of the healthy society. Historically, when a political powers wanted to overtake a minority group, the first thing the leaders did was destroy minority cultures, literature, art, and identity. I'm going to read this again. Historically, when a political power wanted to overtake a minority group, the first thing they did is destroy the minority cultures, literature, art, and identity. It's a great example of the Mayan Empire and every other empire in all of human history. I fear our future when we no longer are valuing our own heritage. And I'm reading this and I can't help that I wrote this before the whole Trump thing started happening, but I'm not going to go into that. Well, I will probably. Okay, back to the blog. Wow, I'm having a hard time not staying focused. I am passionate about this. So history helps us understand our past, which is absolutely necessary in understanding our present. When we don't understand the complexity of our history, horrible things happen. Horrible things happen. We make comments, we say things, we misunderstand things. We live in a global reality where we need to understand and listen to each other, not only in our school or work environments, not only in our communities and cities, but also nationally and internationally. Again, I wrote this before Brexit and Trump, people, but hey, liberal education. Here we live in a democracy where our vote matters, where our questions for our leaders can shape the trajectory of where we are headed. Without a sense of where we come from, without a complex understanding of where we are, how are we possibly able to navigate where we are going? How are we able to ask deeper and better informed questions? Literature allows us to see multiple points of views, allows us to explore different national and economic backgrounds, and gives us a deeper understanding of the human condition. Literature allows us to hear stories from other people, other cultures across time, without having to pay for expensive travel. Just go to the library, free, check it out. Magic happens. Ultimately, literature creates empathy, the most important human trait, empathy for people who aren't like you. I see the world differently because of Richard Wright's The Outsider, because of Toni Morrison's Beloved, because of Pearl's Buck, The Good Earth, God's Bits of Wood from, oh my goodness, I'm going to not mispronounce his name, Sembene Ausmene, Bulgakov's The Master and the Margarita. Great literature, empathy and understanding can pave the road to peace, both nationally and internationally. And I'm just scratching the surface. The gift of history and literature is that it brings us closer to the human condition. We're not isolated, and our actions and inactions aren't unique. Our joys and sorrows, our problems and tribunes, these span the human race, regardless of wealth and nationality. When we begin to see ourselves as otherly human, we find that we are more alike than not. We are more alike than not. I love how we embrace diversity, but we also have to embrace our absolute human unity. We need to start talking about that and that connection. Psychology and philosophy and scriptures provide that window to the heart of soul, to the unity of the human condition. We see our problems, questioned by Aristotle, discussed by Buddha, experienced by Confucius, analyzed by Jung. We are not alone. We have a lot to learn from one another. We may be training great engineers or medical workers, but what will these folks do with that understanding of humanity? How will they respond to their heartaches and disillusionments? How will doctors relate to patients from different cultures? It's not our computer skills or our gadgets that makes us whole. Prozac won't help us through a heartbreak and a sorrow. You can fix an organ, but you can't fix a heart with just skillful work. To have a political system that has value, a communication system that can do more than, I don't even know how to pronounce that, emicons, you know, those little stupid things that we all do with the text messages, pictures. Oh, doctors who can see more than just data. To have marriages and lasting friendships that blossom. To not be afraid of the new, whether that is new immigration or a new job. For this, we need our stories. We need our histories. And that is liberal education. Our stories, our philosophy, our literature, our stories, our histories. That is a skill. We need to read them. We need to learn how to respond to them, how to talk through them. It is in this spirit that I teach my teacher trainings and my 40 days of introspection. My wish is to reignite our ancient fire for self-searching, questioning, and knowledge, to connect real people with real conversations, to feel our shared humanness. The question, dear NPR, is not whether or not we need liberal education. The question is, how long could we survive without it? I have to admit, I have a double degree in neurobiology and art history, and it is art history that continues to make my life richer. We need liberal education. We badly need it. And we need to keep reading throughout our lives. We need to keep sharing our humanity. So share this blog and share your passion for reading. Thank you.